Welcome to the Revival Wire. This is the host, Joseph Peach. The other day, I was scrolling on Instagram, watching all sorts of videos and reading all posts and stuff. And you know, doing too much of that can be a waste. And in particular, I probably was wasting too much time, to be honest. But, however, I came across a really good quote that someone posted. And the quote was from Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And he said, "Most people today want a religion which suits the way they live, rather than the one which makes demands upon them. Religion thus becomes a luxury, like an opera, not a responsibility like life." I feel like this quote challenges us in multiple ways. For one, it shows us that our religion should not be a personal convenience or preference. And secondly, it should be embraced as a source of moral or spiritual guidance that entails certain responsibilities. I feel like that's at the most basic level. And then thirdly, it was making me think, I hear a lot of people say that they go to church now only because it makes them feel good. They don't particularly believe in different things in the Bible or in communion or particularly even care for the fellowship of the community. But they go there because it makes them feel good. And I feel like this quote is challenging those people to go deeper. Deeper into what is this worship really is about? Is it about our pleasure, what we get out of it, or the communal part of just doing this out of obedience to God and worshiping God, because He is owed our worship, because we are His creatures. This quote always also challenges people like myself that may be, you know, more practicing believers. Like, I go to church and I read the Bible, I say morning and night prayers. This is challenging me and also you, possibly, that we need to do more than what we're comfortable with. We need to always be striving to get closer to Christ. We can't become stagnant in our practices. We have to do more. And a good way to do this, to get better at this, is by making sacrifices or acts of charity. You know, like not eating the last piece of cake, eating at home instead of going out, doing an extra chore, tithing a little more than we normally do. These things help us stay centered around our faith being not just for ourselves, but also an outward thing. And so, let's take some time today to reflect. Reflect to see if our faith is just stagnant, if it's just there to for our own pleasure. And let's see if we can give out more to Christ and to others through our faith, and fall even more deeply in love with our faith. Thank you for listening. I hope you give me another listen at another time.